A new book tells parents to encourage their children to take risks by trying out the following. Driving a car in an empty car park, making a bomb in a bag. Yep, making a bomb in a bag and throwing objects from a moving car. It's called 50 Dangerous Things You Shouldn't Let Your Children Do. And its writer says children are too protected from the rough and tumble of real life. It would help them to understand real danger, he says, if they tried out a few of the tips in his book, like gluing their fingers together or licking a battery. Yep, this is for real. The guy who wrote the book is joining us right now from San Francisco. His name is Gaver Tully. Gaver, good evening to you.
Good evening, Stephen.
I've been looking forward to talking to you because I wonder, Gaver, if you're an absolute lunatic. Why are you telling kids to glue their fingers together?
Well, my supposition or my premise here is that kids are going to be safer in the long run if they learn how to measure and manage risk early on. And these activities are designed to give them a chance to learn how to evaluate risk on a, in a daily basis.
Well, you can teach a child how to evaluate risk without actually asking the child to endanger themselves beforehand. You know, to be quite honest, Gaver, I don't actually even believe that I'm putting these simplistic questions to you. Why on earth would you encourage a child to hurt himself or herself?
Well, we're not encouraging the child to hurt themselves. What we're encouraging them to do is engage with the world in a way that is considered and that takes full advantage of the learning experiences that are available in these activities. So licking a 9-volt battery is a perfect example of a small, harmless science experiment that you can perform that will teach you something about how our senses work at the lowest level, and that is the signals from our tongue are transmitted using electricity, and by stimulating them with electricity, we learn a fundamental lesson about how our bodies work.
What's the learning experience, Gaver, in gluing your fingers together?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that. When you have a disability, your brain learns over time how to work around that disability. And the process by which that happens is very informative, and it helps young children to have a temporary disability, like having two fingers glued together, and then to try to carry out daily activities such as unscrew a jar or write your name and things like that. The experience teaches them something about the resiliency of the brain and also gives them a sense of empathy for the plight of others who may have a permanent disability.
You know, some people might think this is a wind-up tonight, but this book is going to be available in the UK, here in this country soon. And I guess the danger, Gaver, is that there may be some people who are gullible enough to actually follow what you are advising. And that is very, very dangerous indeed. There actually might be some parents or children who will read your advice and think that they should be gluing their kids' fingers together.
I certainly hope there are. Here in the United States, we have literally dozens of families who are blogging their experience of going through the book topic by topic and enjoying these shared experiences in the family of doing these projects. Because if you do them in the way that we describe and you take responsibility for the process, you can do all 50 of these topics without any harm whatsoever.
You had problems getting this book published in the United States, right? You had problems finding a publisher.
We did.
I wonder
why.
There is a
culture of kind of fear-based parenting that is making it difficult for people to have a rational discussion about what kinds of activities are appropriate or inappropriate for children.
We've got mom of three, Laura Hickman, with us tonight as well. Laura.
Yes, Stephen.
What do you make of this?
I've just about stopped laughing. I've never heard of anything so ridiculous in all my life. This bloke sounds like he's totally devoid of brain cells. How on earth? Putting that aside, I don't think
this book's going to be published in this country, Laura. It's going to be published. It's going to be available on the shelves.
it'll probably be a bestseller, Stephen, because people will buy it because they're stupid enough to, for the novelty value, if you like, and they just want to see what all the fuss is about. But, you know, going back to some of the suggestions that he's made, for example, throwing something out of a moving car. Why on earth would you encourage a child to do that? You know, chucking something out of a car is littering. It's an offence. If it's something heavy and it hits somebody and causes them injury, that's an assault, GBH, call it what you like. If a child throws something heavy out of a moving car and it damages something, that's criminal damage. Now, would you like to explain to me, Gaver, how on earth you are teaching a child an acceptable risk by doing that? Because as far as I'm concerned, if any of my three chuck something out of a car window, as old as they are, they'll have me to deal with.
Well, certainly, Laura. I'm glad you asked this question. For every topic in the book, there is a section in the back of the book that explains why you might undertake one of these projects and what opportunities it offers for learning.
What opportunities does chucking something out of a car offer, apart from the fact that it's against the law? It's dangerous. That's not an acceptable risk, Gaver. That is total stupidity.
Okay, so you might consider this from a different perspective and see the car as a moving platform for performing scientific experiments. The instructions for throw things from a moving car, which is topic 15, says that you should prepare by choosing an open stretch of road, and it specifically lays out what you need to look for in order to be able to do the experiment without causing harm to other cars or possible pedestrians or passersby, specifically by choosing an area where those things are not going to occur, where you can see far enough ahead.
The point is, Gaver, chucking something out of a moving car is chucking litter, which in this country, not about in the States, is an offence. It is an offence. I'm not going to encourage my child to break the law.
Make a bomb in a bag. What type of a bomb?
Well, make a bomb in a bag is a classic example of home chemistry. It's baking soda and vinegar are the two active ingredients, and it's an experiment that's been performed, millions of times, and is a perfectly safe way to explore what's called an endothermic reaction, and it teaches something about the fundamental constitution of chemicals.
Laura?
I just can't believe, again, what I am listening to. You do not encourage children to engage in activities which is going to cause themselves harm. That is not an acceptable risk. Now, as a parent, I would allow my children to do things which I would consider to be acceptable, like, for example, climbing trees. If you fall out of a tree when you're climbing a tree, break an arm or a leg, so be it. One of those things, take it on the chin, if you pardon the pun. But making a bomb, encouraging them, who's to say what are the lengths they could take it to? Where they could do it, say, when they're on their own, when they've got friends around, and they could seriously injure another child.
Who's the publishing house, by the way, for the United Kingdom, Gaver?
Well, that's still under discussion.
I wonder why.
So I'm glad you brought up Climb a Tree, because Climb a Tree is another activity in here, and that's an activity which you definitely don't want your children sneaking off to climb their first trees, where they maybe don't understand the cumulative risk as they climb higher. It's an activity that you can introduce children to at a very young age, and they develop an understanding of what it means as the increasing risk as they get higher in the tree.
Yeah, but usually when children or small children are climbing trees, they've usually got a responsible adult with them. So
yes, of course.
The adult then can then point out to the child that the higher they go, the higher the risk of them falling out and injuring themselves. That, to me, is an acceptable risk, because I would be with my children and making sure they didn't go too high, making sure they were safe.
Listen, Gaver, it's been lovely talking to you tonight. I'm going to leave it there, Linda, if you don't mind, because this is just bizarre. Totally bizarre. Thank you very much to both of you tonight. Your reaction then, 0500 909 693. He hasn't got a publisher in the UK yet. I wonder why.